Hi everyone, Julian here. Thanks for tuning in and welcome to the weekly guitar meeting. Today we have four top level guitars to review, and I would love to start with this guitar made by the young German guitar maker Nils Schebesta from Leipzig, one of my favorite cities in Germany. And Nils Schebesta is progressing very fast. Every guitar that I'm trying is getting better and better. And this guitar, when I played a few notes on it, I was really impressed. And this is a double top guitar made by Nils Schebesta. All wood, balsa core, so no Nomex. It has also 5 fan braces. Very lightweight guitar, as you would expect from a very good and well-built double top guitar. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Also, the rosette looks very beautiful. Usually, I'm a fan of contrast between the rosette and the top of the guitar, but in this case, there is not a huge contrast, but still, it looks very suitable to the top. It's a great match. We have also a slightly elevated fingerboard. And I would say let's play a few notes on it and discuss the sound. The first shock was the response of this guitar. The tones come out super fast. It's a very responsive guitar. It reminds me on Michael Brück guitars in terms of response. The character of the sound is, I would say, dark. It's my type of taste. I like this sound a lot. And also, very even sound. So the intensity on every string and tone is nearly the same. It's a super powerful guitar. If you want to have super long notes, especially on the first string, this might not be the perfect guitar for that, but it has other qualities which are exceptional, like the response, loud sound, and the dark character of the guitar, which I like a lot. Goodness, is it comfortable to play? Wow, usually I need like 2 takes to play this Persian piece, my arrangement. But in this case, it was the first take and it feels super comfortable. Honestly, I think the combination of the response of the sound, the easy coming notes, and the shape of the neck, it makes this guitar, for me, one of the most comfortable guitars that I can remember since I'm playing guitar. It's super comfortable. Congratulations to Nils Sjöbesta for such a great work. If you are looking for a great double top guitar, I would recommend this guitar for sure. And you have to like the double top sound character. You have to like the slightly nasal and dark tone. If you like it, this might be a great guitar for you. If you are looking for a guitar with long notes and a lot of separation and brilliance in the tone, this might not be the right guitar for you. But it's a double top guitar, and it's one of those really, really good double top guitars. Okay, enough talking, and let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is also made by a German guitar maker. It's made by Jochen Rötel, who is a super experienced guitar maker with a lot of know-how about how to make a proper traditional guitar, and his work is amazing. The craftsmanship, precision, you can see it. It's very obvious in his instruments. And this Jochen Rötel guitar is from 2022. It comes obviously with a spruce top and flamed maple back and sides. We have also high quality Klaus Scheller tuning machines. It's a relatively lightweight guitar, and it's built very simple in terms of aesthetics, but the sound of Jochen Rötel guitars are always complex. You have a lot of possibilities to adjust the sound and to arrange your music. Let's see how it sounds. Beautiful. You know, sometimes if you play a guitar and you hear suddenly some new nuances and tones that you don't hear in other guitars, or that you don't find in other guitars, this is the case with this instrument. Straight away from the first chord, I've heard some unexpected nuances and tones, which is very pleasant and refreshing. Very singing. as I said, it's very complex. You can create a lot of different colors. Super enjoyable guitar to play. I mean, if I'm thinking about the weaknesses, it's hard to find anything. Of course, it's a very brilliant sounding guitar. It's very sensitive. And if you want a guitar which has already a nice produced tone, then it might be difficult on this guitar because, as I said, it's super complex. You can create a lot of colors by changing the position of your right hand just slightly. So the guitar gives you a lot of options, but you also have to be able to control that. That's why I call this kind of guitars complex, guitars with a complex sound. Also, the tone separation on this guitar is great. I mean, you have overall a very brilliant sound, brilliant, bright. Yeah, this is how I would describe the sound of this guitar. Usually, if you have a very brilliant sound, you have also a good tone separation. You can follow every tone. Let me know, what is your thoughts on the sound of this Jochen Rötel guitar from 2022 with spruce top and flamed maple backhand sides. Let's move to the next guitar. Today is a German weekly guitar meeting. Also, this guitar is made by one of my favorite guitar luthiers, Friederike Lindscheid from Berlin, who is building traditional guitars with a modern approach. So you have a very powerful and forward going sound. And she's also building double top guitars since a few years. And both guitars are amazing. Great in terms of quality, playability, and I like her guitars a lot. And this Friederike Lindscheid guitar is from 2019. It has the number 40. And it comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and side. And what is also interesting about this guitar, if you look at this guitar from this side, you see a normal fretboard. It's not elevated. But if you turn the guitar, it is elevated. And you can reach the higher positions much easier. So one side is elevated and the other side is not. I think it looks great because I like the look of a traditional fretboard, but I like the comfort of an elevated fingerboard. And this is like a mix of both. It's a great innovation by her. And let's see how this guitar sounds. as I already mentioned, this is a guitar with the character of a traditional sound, but the qualities are like a modern guitar. It's super loud and forward going, but it doesn't sound too nasal or dark. You have still a tone separation. Wow, and a lot of colors. Bell-like sound. Wow. I mean, you cannot not love this guitar. Wow. Friederike Lindscheid from 2019. And I have to say, I sometimes get a bit emotional and I have a connection to this guitar. I mean, not specific to this guitar, but to Friederike Lindscheid guitars, since I owned a Friederike Lindscheid guitar when I was studying at the Music University in Detmold, and it was a great guitar. Well, let me know your thoughts on the sound of this Friederike Lindscheid guitar from 2019. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is not made by a German guitar luthier. It's made by one of the most popular Spanish guitar makers, Paco Santiago Marin, and this is the 30th Aniversario model. It's from 2019. Paco Santiago Marin guitars are played by many professional classical guitarists on big stages, such as Joaquin Klesch, Dmitri Ilarionov, and many other names. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and wonderful Indian rosewood back and sides with a little decoration in the middle of the back of the guitar. Before I talk about the sound, first I will play and then we will talk about the sound. Thank you. Lovely. It's like a piano in terms of even sound and long notes, but in terms of sound character, it's a super guitar. It's a very Spanish sounding guitar. Punchy, forward going, and brilliant. Listen to the dynamic range. I think the dynamic range of this guitar is very wide, and what a huge headroom I have to play with the dynamic. It's like when I push the guitar says, I still have a lot of headroom. I'm not going to scream and I'm not going to sound overdriven. You can push the guitar and the guitar gives you the loud volume that you want to have without sounding ugly. I enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting so much because we had guitars that I could probably have every guitar in my own collection, and fantastic instruments. Let me know what do you think, which guitar did you like the most and why? I'm very curious to hear your opinion to see if we are on the same side. If you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting, please don't forget to leave a like, subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. Have a nice weekend and see you soon.